like they used to be.
Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SVR. It's a Wednesday afternoon and it's John Borrett here, the old miserable git from the Marine. I'm not down the Marine anymore, as well you probably know. And I'm just going to play an hour's worth of vinyl. And this today it's all been recorded from my trusty old record deck. It gets put onto mini discs, it's the only way I can get it down to Sidmouth. And Bob then does a little bit with it. And then hopefully, well, hey presto, it's a show for Wednesday. That's the idea, so we've got to start. I have to start with Jackie Leavened. He is my favourite artist by a long way. So let's start with him and then we get on from there and have a little chat occasionally. But it's music all the way. That's what it should be like. That's what they say, music all the way. Here he comes, Jackie Leavened.
I am still a young man, though my body's growing old. I am older than they say you, and the greatest story ever told. Lonely in a cafe, staring at an empty plate. Sorrow of the traffic, I felt my mind disintegrate.
Glory be upon you, as the river runs the bend. Through the wood of sycamore, where the colors darkly blend.
Though my body's getting old, I am older than they say you, and the greatest story ever told.
I caught my hand in tangled briar as I reached out for my name. Now I suffer in the forest from the injuries of fate.
Glory be upon you as you walk into the sea. Let the water close behind you in your bright eternity.
I am still a young man, though my body's getting old. I am older than the Savior, and the greatest story ever told.
Way to start the show, Mr. Jackie Leavened there. It's called A Young Male Suicide Blessed by Invisible Woman. That's a long title. It's typical Jackie Leavened, but I do like the line about my body's getting old. My body's really getting old these days, no doubt about it. I won't harp on too much, but my back's killing me at the moment. Oh, here we go, another track. It's who is this? The man that couldn't
have. Your eyes behold this letter, I'll be within my grave. I've nothing left to give you but for one last save. In the corner of the cellar, look inside the iron chest, bearing seven silver medals that I scrapped the wooden crest.
From the father to the son, like a bullet from a gun, seven silver crosses hammered on.
Wooden
conscience as I grew. When they shifted back from passion down, it was raining in his head. Caused not by any bullet, but the faces of the dead.
From a father to the son, like a bullet from a gun. Seven silver crosses have an arm.
From Dunkirk Beach, the first caped enemy, and I served as stretcher bearer up the back of Italy. But I didn't slow a bullet off or any flesh apart. My medal was a Red Cross strapped across my heart.
See them in Devizes when we were living in Froome. We went to Devizes to see them, and I do remember, I'm pretty certain it was Glenn, Phil, Rob Patworth, and myself. We all went to see them, and I think I twisted their arm to go, but they were okay, and that's about all I can really say about them. I've got most of their LPs, but yeah, they're okay. That was The Men They Couldn't Hang. Now, the next person. Band I saw on the, here we go, Wednesday the 29th of March in 1967. They were the first band on that night, and they played this track, and I thought they were brilliant. I really did. I went out and got their LP. I'm not going to tell you who they are, but I'm going to play a track from the first LP and then a track straight afterwards, when they became famous about 8 years later. But they were famous in between, if you understand me. But this is their first time in England at the time, and this is the track that I went out and bought it, and Rod Coombs would know what I'm on about, because he used to sort of joke about them. But they're good anyway. They were good, but they did fade a bit, to say the least. Anyway, let's listen to this track and see if you know who they are. This is when I first heard them.
Everything's happening at the turn of the century. I'm gonna buy myself a time machine, go to the turn of the century. And all those people passing by, and the town crier makes his cry at the
The turn of the century, with those horseless carriages at the turn of the century. And there are lots of things to do on a bicycle built for two at the turn of the century. Turn of the century. Happening at the turn of the century. I'm gonna buy myself a time machine, go to the turn of the century. And all those people passing by, and the town crier makes his cry at the turn of the century.
There we are, that's the first LP, and then they progressed into this.
Such a beautiful day.
The Bee Gees. That's the band that opened the act up that night. Joey and the Pacemakers came on after them, and they were awful. They got booed and everything. And then the main act came on, and he was really good. And I remember the date, really, because I went out and got an LP the next day by Fats, I'll tell you who it is, Fats Domino, because I couldn't get the Bee Gees one then because I had to wait for it to be ordered. So it was good. But Fats Domino, let's have a track by him now. And I say, he was good as well. But the Bee Gees were absolutely brilliant that night. They just arrived from Australia. We'd accepted them back again. And they, as I say, they were good. Let's have some Fats Domino now.
I'm walking. Here's the thing, I'm talking. By you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
Fats Domino, I'm walking. We're going to go on now. I'm having a lady. I'm a bit of a male chauvinist. I don't play a lot of ladies' records. And this is okay, it's all right. It's nothing brilliant, but I think you will enjoy it, especially you, some of the goldie oldies out there. Barbara Streisand, that's all I'll say. Let's listen to her now for about 3 minutes.
As an easy chair, love fresh as the morning air, one love that is shared by two. Rose under the April snow.
This is a nice, silky, smooth Barbra Streisand. Now we're going to move on again, and it's The Band, who backed Bob Dylan.
In my sleeping bag, but all you wanna do for me, mama, is bang, mama, bang. Rag, mama, rag, bring your skinny little body back home.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Yes, you're listening to Sid Valley Radio. It's about 3:30 on a Wednesday afternoon. It's John Borrett here, the grumpy old git, and I'm trying to cheer you up. I'm cheering myself up anyway. I'm playing. Oh, my back's killing me today, though. What was I going to say? I'm going to play another track by the band now, and the reason I'm playing two tracks by the band is because in the days before the internet and all that sort of thing came out, if you wanted tickets for something, you got them and then you went to see them. Well, I had tickets to see the band at the Royal Albert Hall in London. I didn't go to see them. I slightly regretted it, but I think I was hungover from the night before. I lived in Taunton at the time, and I think it was about 1971, a long time ago. So to make up for that, we're going to have two tracks by the band. We just had one, Break Mama Rag. Here's the other one, again from the same LP. I must admit, they sound a lot better about Bob Dylan drowning away. Might have wrote some good stuff, Bob Dylan, but he wasn't a very good vocalist, I didn't think. Anyway, here we come again. It's going to be the band any second. Yes, the band fading away there the night they drove O'Dixie down. We're going to move on now, and you won't know this person, I don't think, but you will know the song. Yes, that is not the Beach Boys version. That's done by Todd Rundgren. And the reason I'm playing Todd Rundgren, and it's from an LP called Faithful, is because when Phil was living in London, I went up for a long weekend and I saw Todd Rundgren one night, and that's why I'm playing that one. And then next night it was The Who, and the following night it was the Neil Young. So what are three sort of bands to see? I think Phil really enjoyed The Who best. I didn't enjoy The Who a lot. I mean, it was very good. They did the whole of Quadrophenia, I vaguely remember. But Todd Rundgren, to me, was the best one. But then I'm biased because I've got more or less everything he's done. Mind you, I've got basically everything The Who did. Early on, anyway, not so much towards the end. But so, yeah, as I say, that was the batting order. So we'll have a Neil Young one now. I'm doing him slightly out of order, but I hope you will enjoy Neil Young. He was good as well. He was very, very good. We saw him at the I don't know where we went to see him. I can't remember now. I definitely saw The Who at O2, and Phil said, we've got to get seats down near the front. And I thought, oh yeah, we won't get seats near the front. We got seats near the front, and it was a magnificent sound there. But anywhere else, you just get lost there. So if you ever go to the O2, get into the middle somewhere, because it's no good otherwise. Anyway, let's have some Neil Young. I hope. Bye. was one of the last records I bought for quite a long time. CDs came in, they became very, very popular, and you couldn't really get vinyl anywhere. And I do remember I bought that one in not a second-hand shop, but W.H. Smith's were selling all their vinyl off, and I got that one then. So that is the vinyl one you've heard. And it's a good track still, isn't it? And that's what I can really say. I'm going to move on now to The Who. A Quick One What's His Away, I think it's called. And this is really The Who at their best. I saw them a couple of times, and when they were good, they were very good. And this is very good. Herman's been gone.
Herman's been gone for nearly a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Herman's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here.
Smile for an old engine driver. take a sweet,
take a sweet.
Come take a walk with me. We'll sort it out,
sort it out.
Back at my place, maybe.
At my place, maybe.
You'll come right, you ain't no fool, I ain't either. So why not be nice to an old engine driver? Better be nice to an old engine driver. Better be nice to an old engine driver. We'll soon be home. We'll soon be home. We'll soon, soon, soon be home.
Golden music.
Golden music.
More of the time. Classic hits from Sid Valley Radio.
Yes, you're listening to Sid Valley Radio. It's almost the end of my show. Yes, it really has flown by today. And I've got to thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's proper community radio, so that's what we do. We play, well, to me, a lot of old stuff, but most of the modern stuff is just, I suppose, when I was young, my parents would think, like, oh, the Beatles and stuff like that, oh, a load of rubbish. But what would they like instead of be like Frank Sinatra, wasn't it, and sort of that kind of stuff. So I suppose that's why I don't play a lot of the modern stuff, because I don't really enjoy it. And on that high note, or low note, whichever you want to look at, we're going to move on now, because I've still got about 8 minutes to go, and we're going to have some ELO now. My mate Nicky likes ELO. Whenever I see him, he mentions them. So here's ELO for Nicky.
Do what? Do me do what?
guess that brings me more or less to the end of the show. So I'm going to say thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm now fiddling around as I'm talking and I'm messing it all up. I think we're okay now. And I was going to say, yeah, it's proper community radio we are listening to. And that's why you have my sort of music on sometimes. I hope you do enjoy it, though. And it's a bewitching time coming up. So we're finishing with some Stevie Wonder, I hope. I've been messing around with it, so it could be anybody. But I think it's going to be Stevie Wonder. Oh, no, it's gone back now. I'll just have to do it one more time, and then it will be, without a shadow of doubt, Stevie Wonder. Yeah, here it comes, just to finish the show off, and thank you very much for listening. Here we go. Here it comes now. This is when he was good.
Would you like to go with me down my dead end street? Would you like to come with me to village ghetto land? See the people lock their doors while robbers laugh and steal. Beggars watch and eat their meals. Broken glass is everywhere, it's a bloody scene. Killing plagues the citizens as they own police. Children play with rusted cars, swords cover their...